Hi, this is Michael Edward Miller, host of Around It About. Most local music venues have websites. It's pretty easy to find out who's going to be playing at JJ's Bohemia or Rhythm and Brews or Track 29, places like that. But it's not always so easy to get information about the bands. Some musical acts don't have a website or even a Facebook page. For music fans, this can be frustrating. Coming up on the show, we'll talk with two brothers who are trying to change that. Hello, and welcome to Around It About Chattanooga. Our show features the people, the personalities, and the cultural events that make Chattanooga such an interesting place to live. In our first segment today, we're talking with David and Joel Ruiz. They're brothers. They're involved with the local entertainment scene. David is a concert photographer, and he has amassed a huge collection.
47,000 posted photos from local concerts, from Chattanooga concerts, and as far as my research goes, that's the largest database that's accessible in the world.
I mean, how do you even keep them organized?
Man.
David actually has a music photography company called 423 Bragging Rights. Bands or people who own music venues can hire him to photograph shows. He generally works in this area.
Definitely 90% of it's been in our Chattanooga venues, and I'd guess about 70% of my collection is nothing but locals.
Now he's doing something new. He and his brother Joel recently launched this. It's a website called the 423PK Chattanooga Music Database. It's a directory of local bands. The website features videos where artists can promote themselves and talk about themselves, explain who they are and what kind of music they make, why they make it. Cutlass Cult is one of the bands that are listed right now.
Now, I think what I do, mostly, I try to stay focused on music production. That's what I like. I like being a beat-making nerd.
The website was launched November 25th. More than a dozen bands have signed up. David's brother Joel is creating the videos through his production company, Evett and Bloom, which is known for creating comedy videos and web series filmed in Chattanooga. They're joining us today on Around It About. David and Joel, welcome to Around It About.
Thanks for having us.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
The website is 423PK. Obviously, 423, that's the area code. What does the PK mean?
EPK is an electronic press kit, so PK would just kind of twist a press kit, and 423PK is essentially Chattanooga press kit.
And the basic idea is this is a way for bands to sign up and get exposure. What exactly do they get when they become part of this website?
The basic profiles are free, and they come with we've got this survey that the bands fill out that covers information like press quotes or discographies or other social media links, just simple things like that. And then I'll have them submit like album art or past poster art or any promotional photos they have, and then I build the profiles from that.
And then the upgrade platform we're looking to offer, which is called the 423PK Plus profile. It has all the stuff in the basic profile, but we'll go out, David, through 423 Bragging Rights, we'll go out and get photo shoots from one of your live shows, and then we will do a EPK video, the electronic press kit video we mentioned earlier, for the band, specifically through Evett and Bloom. When we make these videos, we're trying to make the band come across as naturally as possible. Because for anyone that doesn't know what an EPK video is, bands will do it just kind of promote themselves as a band or maybe a new album or a tour coming out. Not only are you going to showcase the music that they play, but you also want to showcase the people and think, hey, these people would be fun to go see. Like,
right.
I want to go out and have fun with them. Like, for instance, the Cutlass Cult video we did, two of the members are messing with one of the other ones about some of his taste in music and stuff like that. All in good fun. They're laughing and stuff.
You're not going to talk about how much you like Enya.
And Aretha Franklin?
Yeah.
Hey, can I finish my interview?
We had asked if they were upset that it made the final cut the guy was making fun of. And he goes, no, man, that just shows that we know how to party and have a good time. it's a DJ group. You're going to want to have fun at one of those shows.
Who's the audience? Is this intended for the general public? Is this intended for club owners who want to book bands?
Everybody, honestly, definitely participants, definitely club owners, touring musicians, band management, outskirted venues like our surrounding cities. We're so centralized that there's no way that touring bands don't cut through Chattanooga if they're going from Nashville to Atlanta. And so, like, if they know that these bands, you know, would match their show well. They could pair up and have like this Chattanooga band open, and they've got that like a 3-day layover. They might as well hit the venue, hit the band, and, you know, book something because they're already on tour. So I'm just hoping it it opens up our musicians to just the world. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just hope it. Yeah. My main goal for that is to provide opportunities. Like with the music photography, it's honestly it's been tough making money throughout the years because bands truly don't make that much locally, and so even charging like $50 a show, it's, you know, the band might not even make $50, and then they owe me $50.
Yeah.
And so, like, definitely the goal behind this is just to up the par for our guys.
We did a recent study kind of trying to figure out and gauge the bands. We did an economic study to see what kind of money comes in town.
I think there were 36 bands that out of the 56 that submitted for the economic study that averaged $0 to $100 per show. And then there were maybe 12 or something that were $200+. But out of that $0 to $100, it was rare to find a quality photo or a quality video or just specific drive, an active website. All these things were just not available. And the bands that were $200+ average per show had all these things. Every single one of them had a video. Every one of them had proper photos, all this. So whether it's specifically the content that drives their worth, I feel it's not hurting. So I'm trying to offer that would hopefully up everybody because, you know, if they get paid, I can start getting
right.
paid.
Well, we've got musicians that have played Riverbend and been around for a long time, like Roger Allen Wade, Strung Like a Horse. Then we've got brand new ones. Who are you looking for? Is it any specific type of band or is it just everybody?
Well, right now we're looking for any and all Chattanooga musicians to submit for their free basic profile. We want to get all of them. I mean, we had Bohannon's as one of the first free basic profiles to showcase on there. And they hit us up and they're like, we don't really need like the possible video that you might get or the photos. We have all that stuff, but we'd still like to have a profile up to be known as part of the scene. I was like, that's perfect.
You've got an event coming up on December 10th where you're giving free photography sessions for bands. What's going on December 10th? It's happening at a bunch of different music venues.
Yeah, on December 10th, we teamed up with Lindsay Street Hall and Honest Pint and JJ's Bohemia and Black Magpie Theory. And so we're going to have four photographers throughout the venues, myself, Charlie Davis, Ricardo Chang, and Amy Fletcher. So, yeah, so on December 10th from 6 to 8 p.m. per venue, we're going to offer 30-minute photo sessions to four bands. The way we're choosing these is based off of a lack of content, where I was talking about, like, you know, you send me your info, send me photos and, like, posters and stuff. A lot of the submissions we've gotten just, like, I don't have anything to build a profile with other than text, and I'm going to probably wait to build that profile until I can make it content rich. And so our goal with this 16 free promo shoots is we're going to be picking out bands that have already submitted, that have taken the initiative to want to be a part, but just don't have the content, and that's who we're offering it to.
We're also, I'm really excited to announce this, teaming up with Chattanooga State's media program. Willis, who runs it, he's had a great interest in the project. We actually went and spoke to a class who specializes in video for music. They will be coming out and filming the entire promo shoot day. We'll have one at each different venue, and Chris Willis and I will oversee the students as they're filming. And the thing that we're really excited about is after all the shoots are done, at Lindsay Street Hall, we'll be holding a open Q&A. For 423PK, where David and I will answer any and all questions about it for any bands, anybody looking to possibly invest, wanting to work with us. Eventually, we're hoping to make personal money off of this as a project, but we're looking for not just us to gain off it. We're looking for musicians in town, more photographers getting hired, videographers getting hired, venues getting new clients, bands getting new fans. That's what the stuff that we want out of this. So this isn't just one project just to help bands. It's a project to help Chattanooga as a whole and all entertainment aspects.
Mm-hmm.
David and Joel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
It was a blast.
If you're in a band and you're interested in the promo shoots coming up, you should send an email to 423pks@gmail.com. Again, if you're interested in this, email 423pks@gmail.com. The website is at 423br.com. You're listening to WUTC. I'm Michael Edward Miller.